Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the second hour of the John Moore Show. I am Tim Spencer, sitting in for John while he is in the in Czech Republic. We are visiting with Professor James McCanny, and Jim, we're back, buddy. And where
yes,
were
Yes, Tim.
What were we talking about, Fukushima again?
Sure, let's continue with that. In Rose was, let me see, where did we leave off with Rose?
I remember her saying that. I was trying to do
the
about
water.
Four things at once.
Let me just regroup here a little bit. The water is an issue every place. I was going to tell, was it Rick who had called in? He was talking about
right,
his house
Rick.
And the chickens. Do this. This is a little experiment. His wife could do this. Start giving them filtered water. And it's going to, because chickens take a lot of water. Start giving them filtered water and then go back to non-filtered water. And I've seen this happen where animals will not drink the unfiltered water. They'll look at it.
I believe
like,
that.
Yeah. And that would do it with your cat or dog. And they will not drink after that unfiltered water. They'll know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely they would. Their sense of smell and taste is much more heightened than humans, so yes, they would absolutely know.
Yeah, and by the way, the with the whole house filters, one of the target markets for that product, we have the 7 gallon per minute and the 12 gallon per minute models. But for horse farms, horses
right.
are very sensitive to chemicals much more than humans, and so
right.
That's why I also sell the big tanks, is so that you fill up a big tank with a high flow rate filter, and then you're giving it, it could be for horses, for chickens, for any animals, somebody that has say sheep or goats, chickens, whatever. It's amazing to me. Or if you have an organic garden where you're growing heirloom seeds, you have non-GMO, you have organic, but what are you doing? You're putting fluoridated water to water these things, you know?
Exactly.
So any use that you have where you're going to put something in your body, or even brush your teeth or shower, that's why these are important. And so it's good to talk about this. This is a major issue in the United States is water. And let's say, or more correctly, bad water. It's everywhere.
Oh, it is. And it seems like the rural areas are just as affected as the cities, Jim.
Yeah. There are cases where companies buy a location and they go out and they have a building and they take their stuff. This was going on up in St. Paul with 3M, you know, a company that you would think would be respectable. They deal with a lot of chemicals. They were taking chemicals from, I think, their Teflon plant. And they had a building. They bought a farm out in the country, and they had a building there, and they'd drive the trucks in, and they just had a big hole in the ground where they would dump this. And it would go in. People were getting a very high rate of cancer there. And then they started looking into it, and that's what they discovered.
Oh, wow. All right, Rose, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Well, next week I will come with more questions about Wi-Fi. I have some highlights, you know, that I wanted to touch, but I don't want to be selfish. My love for you all and my prayer for your protection and great wisdom from above. God bless.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Hope you have a good day, Rose. Next, we go to Ralph in California on line 5. Good morning, Ralph. Ralph, are you there, sir? Okay.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, now
yes.
I can.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Anyways, yes, it's a pleasure talking to both of you guys. And I have a question regarding, I got a family of 4. And I estimated, I was just looking online when we were talking, about either 80 to 100 gallons a day is used per person. I don't know. And I was just asking, what would be, I know you have the 54,000-gallon one and the 30,000-gallon one. I have 2 teenagers and then my wife and I. And I was thinking of bypassing the clothes washer machine so it doesn't suck up all that water. So what would be your suggestion?
Well, actually, a lot of people include the clothes washer because it gets the chlorine out and your clothes last a lot longer. These filters are made for high volume. And so you could my recommendation would be for the smaller one, the MR500. And it's always good to buy a filter pack with it. It comes with a filter pack that lasts it the rate you use it probably, you know, 6 to 8 months, and then change out the filter pack. So with that initial purchase, you'd have enough for about a year and a half at the rate you're using it. But no, the smaller unit would be way plenty for what you're doing.
The 30,000 gallon.
The MR500. Yeah.
Okay, I wrote that down. Okay, great. Yeah, that's where I was debating what I needed to do. All right, so that would be, okay, well, fair enough. That's pretty much my question. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
very
much,
Ralph. It's made for. That's what it is made for. The big unit is for a big, but a family of 4, that one would be the perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, thank you, Ralph. You know, Jim, what I planned on doing was hooking up my entire house when I get that filter system for you. And when I say the entire house, both the house, the laundry room, the animal watering systems we got, I was just going to hook it all to it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it'll handle it. I mean, it'll handle, that's a lot of water that will go through there. And
absolutely.
And it'll last, you know, it's rated for 30,000 gallons for all chemicals, double that if you just have chlorine, but most people have all of the chemicals thrown in. So, yeah, we're right. dealing with 30,000 gallons. So.
Right. Well, you know, here we use, I would say, every bit of 30,000 a month here. You know, our water bill is tremendous. We come off a county well across the road from us, and we use an incredible amount of water. We don't try to waste it.
Yeah.
But, you know, with water and all the animals and, you know, seven people in the house taking showers and laundry for everybody and everything else, you know, it adds up in a hurry. So I'm
probably going to get the biggest unit
when I get it.
Yeah. But if you wanted, you could take the laundry out. But I encourage people to put everything on it, you know, because you're the chlorine, you will save money in not destroying your clothes because the chlorine just does a number on clothes. That's in a sense a savings, or at least a cost offset if you're looking at cost.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, there's times here when we can actually turn on the water and you can actually smell the chlorine. It smells like swimming pool water.
Yeah. Yeah. And this takes that out and everything else. The lead that you've got there. Everybody is different. I've got people down in South Texas that have a big arsenic problem. Had a guy down in Chile who had a tremendous boron problem. Most people don't have boron or borax, right. Excuse me, borax. You know, it's the same. Borax is from typical very dry places. And they had a huge borax problem, boron, in the water systems, and arsenic. So they were a special case. Yeah. But the average person, if you get that out, you'll start to notice it. You'll start to definitely notice it in your health.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet. My body won't know what to do. I guarantee it.
Right. Yeah, and any animals, especially if they're going to produce, you know, like goats for milk or chickens for the meat or eggs or whatever. Yeah, give them the filtered water.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my daughter's raises rabbits. Those big, those real big rabbits. I forgot the name of the breed. You know, they go 20, 25 pounds.
Holy cow!
Yeah, we use strictly filtered water for all them. You know, we have a little filter. It's not near as good as yours.
Mm-hmm.
But we use strictly filtered water for them, and it seems to work well.
Yeah. Yeah, animals are very sensitive. You know, they can drink water that's got silt in it or stuff like that. But chemicals, you know, we're all getting blasted with chemicals that in the last 20 years it's just gone off the charts.
Oh, yeah, it has. There's no question about that. You know, there was a time, you know, I'm talking 50 years ago, where I lived down in Florida that, you know, you sunk a well in the ground and the water was, you know, completely clean, completely safe. Now, from what I saw from the last time I took a trip down there, everybody's got some kind of filtration system, you know, and the water doesn't taste like it did when I grew up, that's for sure. Okay, yeah. Jim, we have another caller. We got Bob in Michigan on line 9. Good morning, Bob.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning, Bob.
Will I still need my water softener, or is that a negative? I've listened intently on several of your discussions, and you seem to skip by a water softener. So,
I'm sorry. Yes, you want to keep your water softener.
Okay, before the filter or after?
Before, yeah.
Okay, outstanding. That's all I had, because I'm concerned about all the salt residue that's still in the water, I would think.
It's those are like what you call total dissolved solids. And that's something we live with water softeners. And what it really does is, it takes and it electrically neutralizes those minerals. That's what it's doing. You know, so in a sense, it's not removing them. They come through in a chemically neutral state. So they still pass through, but they're not going to damage your pipes or do all of the bad things that the minerals would do if they were untreated. But yeah, you put the water softener first, then the whole house filter.
Okay. I'm a single guy. I live by myself. I'm out in the boondocks. But I have no idea what kind of agriculture has taken place in my area, so I don't know what's on the ground or what's soaked into it or any of that stuff. So, I mean,
Thing is, chemicals could come from 20 miles away, and eventually they're leaching and they're moving and they're passing through the ground and in the groundwater. So, yeah, you don't. Eventually, it just continues leaching for long distances. It's a little slower than above ground, but it still gets there.
Okay. What about radiation? What's a filter do if there's any radiation? Or
well, those are in the heavy metal category, and so it takes out heavy metals, and that's where we classify radiation. Especially the strontium and the cesium and the tritium, and those are in the heavy metal category. So we don't advertise, and nobody really should be advertising removing radiation, because radiation per se is the high energy particles that are coming out of these atoms. And so we don't block radiation, so people get the wrong impression that somehow we have a lead barrier here. No. It will, those are in the heavy metal category. And by the way, for average amounts, the filtration is fine. But if somebody had really big amounts, what it's going to do is contaminate your filters. And then you may want to change them out more often. But for the average person, it's, you know, just going to take out them in the heavy metal category, and then, you know, every six months, you change out your filters.
Okay. Well, a single guy, no house guests or kids or anything like that. I mean, that should last me more than 6 months, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I was talking like with it. Was it the man from that just called us here from California?
Yeah.
He has a family of four, and it sounds like they use a lot of water. But for you, yeah, you would, just calculate 30,000 gallons. How long is it going to take you? And also, you can, if your house has a flow meter, is this city water?
No, I'm on a well.
Do you have a flow meter? I mean, they're very inexpensive. You can put one of those in line when you're doing this. And you can measure your water, and when you get 30,000 gallons, then you're due for a replacement pack of the filter elements and all the other things. But you're going to go a long, 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 long time for 30,000 gallons.
Okay, good. Electricity, does it require any power to run?
The UV filter runs on 120.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's the third stage of the filter. It's the spin-down filter, which is mechanical. Then it's got the case, which is a physical case, and that has the five filter elements in it, or nine if it's the MR900. And these are big filter elements. They're like 20 inches long. They're big.
Ooh.
And you get five of those, and that's where you get the flow rate from having these big filters, and that's in the case. And then the third stage is a UV filter, which if you have viruses or any bacteria, that really no bacteria is going to get through the other first stages. But anything that's living in that water is going to be dead by the time it comes out of the UV filter. So your viruses, et cetera. So, yeah, these are amazing filters. This is something. Let me say something. If you had a space station and you wanted, this would be your water filter.
Hey, Jim, hold that thought. Gentlemen, we've got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I'm done, guys. I'll see you.
Thanks.
I'm sold.
Thanks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on The John Moore Show. Today is Wednesday, 19 July, year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Professor Jim Canny, and right now we're discussing water filters. Water, something we all need to live. So, Jim, I know you got to get going here in a few, buddy. You know, I've been listening to this. I've been listening to everybody's comments on these water filters. I've talked to people that have had them. You know, to me, this is a no-brainer. You know, I understand money's tight for everybody, but, you know, for those that procrastinate, they're only hurting themselves and their families. What do you think, Jim?
Well, the other thing, Tim, is this is something that will save your life someday or your family.
I agree.
If an emergency, and how many people, like, say, flooding, one day they're there and all of a sudden a storm moves in and they're in a flooding situation. There's lots of water, but you can't drink any of it. And,
right.
You know, what do they do? The first thing that the, what do they call them, the relief agencies come in with bottled water. Well, how
right.
Stupid, you know? And but the people who have filters, you know, have enough for themselves and maybe some neighbors. But
right.
This is something, or like I always say, if there were an emergency and I had to leave and go to a different area, the one thing I would take is my water filter. I grab it off the kitchen sink, pour the water out, stick it under my arm, and run out the door. But
I hear you.
But I don't care where you are, you're going to need clean water. So
that's
it's
correct.
Very important. So that's what I would tell people. This is not just, and, you know, let's face it, we're living in an emergency situation all the time now.
That's true.
With the water polluted as it is. This is a constant emergency situation and getting worse. So anyway, here's another thing is I don't charge very much for my stainless steel containers. I could charge more, but I want to get the people into a unit. You know, they're very inexpensive with two filter elements. And then in another year, you can think about buying some replacements. But it's not that big an investment. Some people even have an old stainless steel container sitting around. They can just put in the filter elements. I sell a lot of filter elements for people like that. And these filter elements fit all of them, you know. So and with mine, typical family of four, you only use one of my filter elements, whereas you got to put two or three of other brands with add-on filters. Mine, you put one filter element in there, and you're good for 6 months.
Absolutely. I can see where that would work. I can definitely see how that would work.
Yeah, it's very economical. So anyway, you know, it's a personal choice, but on my list, the very first thing would be water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I absolutely agree. You know, and the other thing I was thinking about during the break, Jim, was these people that, you know, for whatever reason have to use baby formula, you know, for their little babies. And, of course, that's all mixed with water.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm thinking these new parents that, you know, unintentional as it may be, are giving all these, you know, pollutants to their newborn and very young children, not even knowing they're doing it.
Well, when the mother is pregnant and,
yes, exactly.
You know, should be drinking filtered water because all of that, I mean, everything there is going into the baby. So the mother should be drinking filtered water. You know, I have people that bought these for their whole family. You know, like a grandma or a grandpa or something, and they, you know, you know, we sent it to the kids all over the country, to kids at college. You know, and it's the best wedding present. Believe me, it's one of the most appreciated wedding presents around because people realize, you know, hey, this is something that's on there. They're going to see it every day. They're going to turn that every day. And see, that's Aunt Molly sent or Uncle Joe sent, you know, that, and they're going to see that every day. It's the best wedding present.
Oh, absolutely. I can see where it would be. Well, yeah. Jim, it's bottom of the hour break. You're welcome to hang around if you want, or we can let you go. Which would you like?
Okay, well, I'll take off. Just thank you for it was good to hang out a little longer today. And we'll talk to John next week, but... I'm going to go get ready. I got a call that I got to make here and get on with the business of the day. A lot of big projects going on, a lot of good things going on behind the scenes. So it keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble, Tim.
I hear you. Well, thank you much, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. I am Tim Spencer, sitting in for John for the rest of the week and next Monday. John is over in the Czech Republic, or on his way there actually right now, to receive the Prague Peace Prize. Wow, wish I could have gone with him. Prague is a beautiful city. But anyway, we have open lines for the rest of the show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything you want to, and I'll do my best to answer the questions that I can. And as always, I've always got a comment, and I've always got an opinion. So give us a call. We just had a very interesting hour and a half with Professor James McCanny on water filters. It was a subject, for some reason, I really, really enjoy. I mean, it's a very important thing to have clean water, but the mechanics of it all, I find fascinating. I'm not sure why, but I do. Anyway, folks, a few things real quick while we're waiting for our next caller. If you have a chance, visit the Liberty Man. .com. That's thelibertyman.com. John Moore has many items for sale there. He has tons and tons of good information. Of course, you can buy an energy cleaner there, which I highly recommend. And by the way, tomorrow we will have on the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill. And and you'll be on the second half hour of tomorrow's show. Also, if you have a chance, I'd love it if you'd visit my wife's and my site, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. We don't have that much for sale there. We do have several flash drives in stock that have the digital survival library on them, over 1,570 documents in a easy-to-carry, very light flash drive. I carry mine in my wallet. That way I always have tons of information there. It's everything from how to can tomatoes to computer security to how to build fences to how to work on military generators to, I mean, you name it, it's on there. If you go to ruralsurvival.info, there's a picture of a flash drive on the top right-hand side of every page. Click on that, and it'll take you to where you can download the 53-page index. The little cost is $59.95 for U.S. and $77.95 for international shipping. And so far, folks, we've been doing this for 5 years, and we haven't had any complaints yet, so you might want to take a look at it. You know, information is key. And, you know, I'll just leave it at that. Let you make your own decision. Well, apparently in D.C., things are just completely falling apart. Republicans can't agree with the Democrats. Republicans can't agree with the Republicans. Trump can't agree with anybody. It's getting interesting there. It really is. You know, I feel sorry for President Trump in a way. He had all these big ideas of how he was going to make changes and get rid of the stuff that doesn't work. And he's obviously really tried. But without the Senate and the House to back him, you know, most of the stuff apparently isn't going to happen. I saw they are attempting to approve funding for a whole big 28 miles of border fence when we really need 700 to 900 miles. At this rate, it might get done in by the turn of the next this century. Hopefully, they'll get that done sooner rather than later. I was reading yesterday that Mexico is only underneath Iraq. Number of people being killed, you know, not, I wouldn't call it warfare, but basically skirmishes between the cartels and the government and the cartels, revenge killings and all that stuff. I think we need this wall, folks. I really, really do. Anyway, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. Let's talk about something. Let's see. Let me pull up something here, and I'll read off who the guests are for the week. Of course, we had Professor McCanny on today. We got Tom Berryhill on tomorrow in the second half hour. We got Captain Don Kubley with Inner Shelter Domes the second hour tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that interview. Friday, second hour, Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. It's going to be a good week. And, of course, on Monday, we've got Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters, Jimmy Gensling, personal friend of mine, a real honest-to-God hero, folks, in case you've never heard his story. All right, we're going to go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick, on line three.
Good morning, Tim. I'm back.
Good.
Keep yanking your chain, but there is something that I wanted to say with respect to gardening and cooking. Are you up for this?
Oh, absolutely, Rick. Nobody's calling, and I'm running out of stuff to talk about. You know me, I talk
a lot. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
jeez. Okay, well, I'm up. Yeah. Well, you probably shouldn't have said that. With respect to gardening, I'm harboring an unhealthy fascination with the high-intensity gardening in small areas, and there have been any number of really cool hints that I've received from these professionals, and one of them, and I'm having a problem with this right now, and I wish I had seen this information sooner. When you start things, even things that you might think you'd like to direct seed, like beets, these things are going to take every bit of every bit of 2 weeks to germinate. And there are ways to speed germination up by soaking the seeds overnight and even putting in a half a teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide will help to soften that hull. And you can speed germination up. But by and large, when you plant something like beets, your bed is going to be doing just about nothing for a good solid 2 weeks, if not three. And that's just not good. That's not good because while that's happening, you're producing nothing. And then, of course, like I think you and I were talking about the other day, if you wind up with something like spotty germination, and it doesn't matter if a mouse was eating your seeds or if you had a spot dry out during the real tender stage for your plants and you killed one side of the bed, now your bed's partially empty. That's not good either. So these guys are starting even things like beets in flats, and that way when they that first 30 days of a 60 day crop, or that first 2 or 3 weeks of a 30 something day crop is spent in the flats, and those can be anywhere. You can put them wherever is appropriate, but not in your bed. And your bed can actually be out there producing food. And if you time this out right, you can, when you pull your, whatever your crop is, I don't care if it's radishes or lettuce or whatever you're taking out, the idea would be to have it timed out so that what is in the flats is ready to go back in the bed. And so,
I agree.
And what I'm really doing, most people don't have unlimited space. I mean, you have a lot of space. I have pretty much space. Most folks are living in a house with an urban yard, and their bed space is obviously limited. And so to make the most use of it, the best use of it, the best productive use of it, and what I'm doing here is pretending that I'm growing as though my life depended on it. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to,
that's the way to
produce
grow.
Food. And the thing about it is you'd say, are you adding an element of panic to your gardening? Well, maybe if you want to look at it like that, but I'll tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to get into a situation where there's a problem with the supply chains. All the local stores run out of food, and I don't know how to garden. If you ask me, that will add an element of panic to the gardening. So, why wouldn't it? Is right. So let me learn now while I'm not stressed, while I can still call it a fun hobby. And these little things like, in the flats. I drove around the back of Lowe's the other day, and they had hundreds of flats. They cost me, I bought some, $1 a piece from a supplier, but drove around the back of Lowe's, and they have these recycling bins that are about chest high, and that's where all the recycling goes. They had hundreds of flats from the Bonnie Plant people. I thought they were giving them back. Oh, lo and behold, they're not. They're recycling them all. So I backed up my truck up there and took about 50 to 100 flats. I didn't even count them. They're just stacked real tight, of course. Don't take up any space, but I was happy to get them. Something I'm gonna save some more of this, maybe microgreens. I want to talk about that maybe Saturday if you're feeling in the mood. But there is something I saw yesterday that was so cool, I couldn't believe it. And I can't wait to do this. The discs that the farmers pull through the field, right? I'm sure you've seen.
Right.
I'm sure you see them all the time. Well,
I've done it.
On the back, they've got. I hope you do. I hope. Here's the deal. You can go to Agra Supply, AGRI, Agra Supply, and they'll sell you discs. And the discs are anywhere from 12 inches to 24 inches. And these bigger ones are like a quarter of an inch thick. I mean, these are big pieces of metal. These things for cooking large amounts of food over an open fire. You do have a hole in the middle. Generally, it's a square hole that you need to get welded shut, which you can, if you know somebody with a welder, they'll do it for nothing.
Right.
It's just about a one-inch square hole. That's right. You weld. You can be done in a couple minutes. They're using these things as big woks in the open. These things only cost anywhere from $15 to $24, $25 for the big ones. I think 24 inches is probably too big to handle. But But the 12s, the 18s, and the 20s, and the 16s look real good to me. And they're relatively inexpensive and super-duper handy if you have to cook on an open fire. Now you say, well, you know, why don't you use a pan? Well, you could. You could use a pan, but heck, I mean, you're not going to get a great big cast iron pan for $20.
No.
Those things are, you know, a big cast iron pan can be 50 to 75. So,
yeah.
And what these guys did, what they actually welded some horseshoes on each side so it looked like giant woks. And
right.
And of course they, you know, take like a Scotch-Brite and scuff them up so they're real clean inside, but anyway, I'm dying to try it. You know, it's going to be the perfect companion with those cooktops that made by the Huddlestons, you know, because you know those
right.
You know those punch out, or you could use it on a wood stove. You know how that insert comes out and you have a big hole there?
Right.
Like you would on any cook stove. Yeah, you could set those right up there, or you can even just, you know, if you're cooking outside, you could put them right on top of the barbecue pit. It'd just be so cool. Anyway, that was kind of where I wanted to go with that. And then maybe this weekend, you know, I want to talk a little about microgreens for people that don't actually have any space. Growing microgreens on your counter is cheap, quick, and easy, and super-duper nutrient-dense. So we could sure go over that Saturday morning if you're in the mood.
Oh, absolutely. You know me. When it comes to food, water, and all that, I'm always in the mood, Rick.
Oh, yeah. Here. And, you know, gardening. I think, yeah, exactly. I think gardening is, I think it's still America's number one hobby. So I think most people can relate.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it's something that we need to talk about. You know, the way I look at it, Rick, if we give just one person a tip that helps them to feed their family when things go south, you know, I feel like I've accomplished my job.
Right. Yes, exactly. Kimo Sabe, I think our job is done. Yeah, that is, that's what I like. I like throwing the ball back and forth with almost anybody, because if anybody just tells me even one thing that I didn't know before, you know, if you ask me, the day has been a huge success. So that is, you know, I just love to hear new stuff. And especially if it's affordable, like these discs, they're called plain discs. That's what, if you go to Agri Supply, just look under plain disc. It doesn't have that ruffled edge like a flower would. It's just a round.
Right.
Looks like a giant wok. And you know, cheap. And so when I see stuff like that, I'm like, you know, you're talking $15 for the little ones, maybe $25 or $30 for the really big ones. And I gotta try it. You know, I just have to try it.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, you come up with some tremendous ideas, Rick. You know, like that outside kitchen cooktop you designed. I mean, I can't wait until I can get the thing built to set it on. I mean, that is going to be so cool.
Well, I don't know if I told you this, but the Huddlestons called me about a week ago and asked me how the build-out was coming. And I said, well, I really haven't started building an outside kitchen yet. But I need to, and he said, well, I really want you to do it, and he wasn't pressuring me, but I could tell he wanted to get moving, because they want to produce pictures and videos so that they can put that on the website so they can intelligently market these tops.
Right, and that's a good idea, and I think that they will, you know, I don't think they'll get super rich over it, but I think they'll make some money, which they deserve to make. Now, folks, these are people that make the rocket stoves.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess I didn't mention. Sure. And, you know, you've seen their work. And, my goodness, you'll never find a better, the rocket stove, you know, is built like a spaceship. And it's a really, really fine craftsmanship. And their cooktop is the same doggone thing. I mean, it's a thing of beauty. And I'm particularly pleased to have one, and I do want to get it set up. And I think, you know how people always go out, they'll go out and they'll buy these, what do you call them, these fire pits or whatever, and then when it gets cold, they chimeneas, and then they stand around them. And whatever, talk and drink beer or coffee or whatever they're doing. Well, I envision having this outdoor kitchen in, set up in such a way that, you know, it's basically under like a tin roof, like a slant roof,
right?
To keep the weather off. And then we would stand around that in the cold weather, and not only could we drink beer or coffee, you know, we could also, you know, cook up some chili out there and stuff like that as well, which,
well,
you know, try that in your chimney.
I think my family has it in mind for hot weather.
Exactly.
So it doesn't heat up the house. You know,
right.
I think that's what they're looking at.
Well, that would be the old
technology. You're welcome to hang on.
Well, I can hang
on. We'll be back. All right, yeah, okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Show. Today is Wednesday, 19 July, the year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Rick in Missouri right now. We're not going to have time for any more calls today, folks, but I encourage you to call back tomorrow. Rick, we were talking about the cooktops and everything, and the outdoor kitchen. You know, actually... This idea could really be used pretty much year-round. especially if you've got, like you said, a tin roof over it or something like that.
Right.
I am so looking forward to trying it.
Yeah, Doug and Stacy, the Homestead homies, big bunch of YouTubes out there. They got a homestead somewhere here in Missouri.
Right.
And they have just finished constructing their outside kitchen for just exactly that. You know, the man is literally dehydrating. Yeah, he's building it, like, right now, so, of course, he's falling apart.
Oh, my God.
But I know. Well, he's a big, healthy-looking guy. He'll be okay. But I was saying that, you know, that if you go down to the Daniel Boone home, which is a historic thing here in Missouri, beautiful thing to see,
right. They
had a summer kitchen kind of under
right.
the house where the help would cook. And, of course, it was
right. Basically
like a walkout basement in an ancient house, so dirt floor and all that kind of thing. But you know, it basically kept the house cool, and it was also a little easier on the help when they're trying to cook.
Right. Yeah,
hey,
absolutely,
because
it'd be much cooler under the house, yeah.
Exactly. So with those discs, another thing that you can do with it, I know everybody's thinking, well, you know, what am I supposed to cook in this thing? Well, for the last 3 days, I've been watching coffee bean roasting YouTubes, and this is the perfect vessel for low-tech roasting coffee beans. And as you know, I've got some green coffee beans.
Right.
I heard today that the storage, they have found green coffee beans in Pharaoh's tombs, and they cook them up, and everything's fine. So these things have a shelf life that is well beyond our shelf life. So,
right.
You know, storing these green beans is inexpensive. It's a lot cheaper than buying cooked coffee, which, you know, lasts at the max a month, which, so by the time
right. You
get it, it's already stale, of course. There is one more thing I want to mention for people. There are some wonderful YouTube videos, John Martin Fortier and Curtis Stone. Pull up your smartphone. This is what I've been doing. Turn on your smartphone and go to YouTube, and there's a six-part course done by the market gardener, Jean-Martin Fortier. I've been listening to it. I think the parts are anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. If you have to drive somewhere, turn on one of the parts of one of his lessons and listen
Great.
To part one on the way out on your smartphone, listen to part two on the way back, and before you know it, you'll get all the way through his whole gardening course, and it's free. So,
cool.
Don't waste that drive time. There's a million things you can learn from YouTube University while you're cruising around. Skip the music
yeah.
for a little while. You can always go back to it later.
I hear you. Well, Rick, I
all
sure
right.
do appreciate you calling back and saving my bacon on there, running out of things to talk about.
So, oh, don't worry about it. Never, ever give up your gun.
There you go.
All right, I'll talk
All
to you.
All right, Rick, I'll talk to you later on today probably. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
thank
around.
You for joining us for the show. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. Everybody, stay safe out there and have yourself a really good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.